It's February. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Steve Jones, co-author of Wild Boulder County.
We're out at the Sage Trailhead at Boulder Valley Ranch on a crisp, starry night. And we're really fortunate to have Dave Sutherland with us tonight.
It's really quiet out here. Sometimes we hear coyotes howling. We've heard great horned owls out here at night.
I think most of you know Dave by now. Tens of thousands of people have taken his classes and workshops and hikes for Boulder Open Space and Mountain Parks over the years. He's going to talk to us about what's in the night sky here. What kind of telescope is this, Dave?
This is an 11-inch Celestron reflecting telescope. The telescope has a motor and a computer in it that allows it to track and find objects.
Can we take a look at this nebula in Orion, which is shining? Actually, I can almost see it with my naked eye here in the southern sky. It'd be fair to characterize this as kind of a winter constellation, wouldn't it, Dave?
Yes, for us it is. So I'm going to go and find the Orion Nebula. Go ahead and take a look at this, and I'll explain what you're looking at. You're looking at a stellar nursery.
Oh, fabulous.
Think of it as sort of like the playpen for a bunch of new baby stars. And down in the center, you see there's all of those swirls and festoons of greenish clouds.
Mm-hmm.
That's mostly hydrogen gas mixed with interstellar dust, which interstellar dust is just little bits of carbon and silicon, tiny little fragments like the size of smoke particles, and it's all billowing around in this huge cloud, and some of it is coalescing into new baby stars.
I'm sure they know the stars better than we do. Do they navigate by the stars?
I don't know if coyotes do or not, but some birds do.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Many birds do.
You're going to love looking at Sirius through a telescope. It's a showstopper.
I'll look.
So, because the Earth's atmosphere has all of...
I shouldn't say that on the air. Oh, man. Look at that. It actually looks more white than blue in this view, but you can see the blue as well.
And look for the rainbow sparkles. You'll see reds and greens and oranges coming out of it. And that's not inherent in the starlight. It's what happens when the starlight hits the turbulence in the Earth's atmosphere and gets broken into its various colors.
So, Dave, when can people join you at night over the next month or so and gaze at the stars?
I do periodic astronomy programs out here at the Boulder Valley Ranch. The next ones I'm doing are going to be during the first week of February, and they're going to be tied in with the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra. They have a concert coming up on the 12th of February that features some music that was inspired by the heavens. If people want to find out about those, they should go to www.naturehikes.org.
Steve Jones is co-author of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.